This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, we're talking to Joe Lardy. He's the Market Intelligence and Insights Analyst with CHS Global Research. And today, we're talking about the latest reports from the USDA. Joe, lots of information from the USDA to analyze. What are some of the highlights from the WASDE report?
Well, one of the highlights for me was that the numbers were all within reason this time. Normally, in the January WASDE report, we get a big curveball, and we usually spend most of that day and like today trying to figure out what happened with that report. Why did the USDA give us that number? This time around, all the numbers came in relatively where the analysts thought they would come in. As I dig into the numbers a little bit more, we did see reductions in exports to both the wheat and the corn. Sadly, kind of showing the state of affairs where we have seen demand being a little bit sluggish. And South America, we did see some really big cuts to their production down there. The USDA took 9.5 million tons of soybean production out of three countries and 3.5 million production of corn, or 3.5 million metric tons of corn production out of both Brazil and Argentina.
Wow, Joe, what should people also know about the U.S. crop production report and the quarterly grain stocks reports, which came out the same day?
Well, like I mentioned, the stocks report was usually the category or usually the section of the report that gave us that big wild card. And we've seen 200, 300 million bushel discrepancies in the past. This time around, that didn't happen. And I think the good thing about that is that we're not wondering about prices in the futures markets and where things should be or what they could be. We kind of know where they are. This is what we expected, so we can, you know, trade our fundamental markets again. And the other thing is going to be the wheat acres. We did get that wheat acreage report, and they were just a little bit above expectations. And what I think that shows is that wheat is going to be in the acreage battle this spring for sure.
All right, Joe. Well, were there any other surprises to speak of?
I guess kind of going back to something I touched on, the big crop reductions in South America. Normally, we see the USDA take an approach that's incremental, just some small reductions along the way as we go. This time, the USDA was incredibly aggressive in their reductions. And normally, we kind of follow what CONAB does, and CONAB is kind of the USDA equivalent down in Brazil. And normally, they take the lead. They go lower than the USDA comes down. This time, the USDA has actually got a lower estimate than CONAB does on the soybean side. So that was an interesting move by the USDA, but I think it highlights just how dire the situation down in South America is. There's some really strong production cuts down there.
Joe, how can farmers use these updates to better inform their production decisions?
Well, I think the numbers that came out yesterday, I think it gives everybody a sense of confidence about where the prices and where this market truly is. Without this surprise hanging over our heads where we're not sure if there's extra bushels out there or if there's not, we've got known variables now. Now we can trade weather. Now we can trade the South American situation. Now we can trade any export activity that comes in. And I think that that helps producers because they can look at all those variables. They can look at those prices and know, do I want to go wheat? Do I want to go corn? Do I want to go soybeans when it comes time to make those planning decisions?
They can be used to help set a benchmark. Joe Lardy, Market Intelligence and Insight Analyst with CHS, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You bet. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about cooperative ownership by visiting cooperativeownership.com.